Blog Talk Radio.
Thinking about the world, looking at the nation, suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind. Times are changing. Yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. Overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people, God's got a hold on. And I believe, yeah. I believe, yeah. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright. Cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments. So much I don't understand. So much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging. But no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith, and I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people, God's got a hold on. Don't you let go of me, Lord, please. I believe, yeah. Oh, I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh.
Morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday to be here. Like, for me, Mondays are just like a this double blessing. It's a blessing because we're able to be up, right? And I love that God has given me grace, right, to be able to see this day. But, you know, I get to share it with you guys and it's the beginning of the week. We just went through Thanksgiving vacation, and we're back. Like, right? We got to get back. Even though if I'm on vacation, my kingdom business never finishes. I'm always doing kingdom business, on vacation or not, because that's just the way that God works with me. So, good morning. Thank you, Edgar, for letting me know about my hair color. So for those that can see me live, because there's people tuning in through LushRadioOnline.net, but those that can see me live can see that I went back to blonde. So my hair is no longer purple. Yeah, I know. But, it feels kind of a little weird. I got used to the purple. Yeah. Hey, Brittany Jordan. How are you? Hi, to Brittany Jordan. So I kind of got used to the purple, and so now it's blonde. But it's okay. I had it blonde before, right? How's everybody doing? Welcome, welcome, welcome. So this is Motivational Mondays, and usually it's about music that inspires or motivates, or that motivates me, and I feel that motivates others. And it's about topic. So before I even go into what today's topic is, I want to talk about my vacation, my Thanksgiving vacation. So I decided to take a road trip. I wanted to do something different. I didn't want to cook. I didn't feel like cooking. My mom was working too, so she wasn't cooking. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go non-traditional, and I'm just going to get on the road with my children and just go. And I did. I went to Fort Lauderdale. I went to Miami. I went to Melbourne. I just went down south. And we just, you know, with no kind of direction, really, we just kind of set out. I got to see some family. I got to see some friends. I got to catch up with people I haven't seen in, you know, over clearly 20 years. So it was amazing. On top of that, of course, I was doing Kingdom business. So I got to collect more clothing and more shoes for my queens that are in need. And even some bags and purses. So shout out to all those that I bumped into, that I went, that were hospitable to me and gave me a place to stay. And, you know, I stayed in a hotel, I stayed in places. So, you know, shout out to all those that I got to see on my Thanksgiving, road trip. And it was about, that road trip really was about just catching up with people and being grateful for what I have, right? And teaching my kids to be grateful. Hi, Brenda. Good morning. Good morning, Queen. Good morning, Sanaida. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. So, yeah, so this Thanksgiving, I really, really literally took it to be thankful for my life, to be thankful for what I have, to be thankful to show my children, you know. So I got to serve, you know, a homeless couple, and I got to do so many amazing and other great things, you know, for Jesus on my trip to be thankful and grateful. So, yeah, it was an awesome experience for me. I recommend that you guys do that one day. Just road trip it and go help and service somebody else, right? I don't know. It's not for everybody, but it sure was for me. And so I went, Fort Lauderdale. I met this amazing young lady that she does these type of things, you know. And look what she did for me. Well, my hair was purple, but she did this, my logo, my chosen sisters, healing queen, right? It was so amazing. I was like, oh my God, oh my goodness. It was so cool. So shout out to her. I posted her and her company up. She does. You can order from her. So I posted her company up on my IG. So make sure you follow her. Good morning, Marissa. Good morning. Good morning. And then I got this one done. So this is another healing queen. Increase with the website, right? And empower a queen, and she shall build and run a nation. How dopey wopey is that? Oh my goodness, yes. So, yeah, so India says, I wish my man and I do that road trip, feed the homeless, but first get our license. Yeah, girl, you gotta get your license or you can't get on the road, for sure. So you both did in a culture center. Okay. Yeah. So I'm placing these. If you want custom orders, let me know. Yes, yes, yes. You know, all proceedings go to helping my queen to heal. Valerie says, yes, please. I would love to have some cups made, but I don't really do ID. Can't you need? I'll send you the info, Val. I'll send you the info. I believe we're going to see each other this Wednesday, so I'll definitely send you the info for sure. Good morning, Queen. Good morning, Maritza. Good morning. So now that I've shout out to all those celebrating a birthday, celebrating an anniversary, let me remind you that this Saturday coming up is Salsa from Heaven Festival. And one of my companies, E2K Worldwide, is one of the companies that is presenting this. So it's Salsa from Heaven Festival. It's a gala night, and it's located at Crossover Church, which is 1235 East Fowler Avenue on Tampa. You can go and purchase the ticket, which is only $10, y'all. It's only $10. I'm going to have the information, but you can go to hope2dance.com. It's hope2dance.com and order your tickets there. They're only $10 now. At the door, I believe, is going to be more, $15 to $20. So make sure that you order the tickets for this week. I will be there. Come and see me. Come and check me out. And come and do a little salsa from heaven as we get down for the Lord, man. I don't know who told you that Christians are boring, because we turn up as Christians. So it's going to be Orquesta Victoriosa. So the Orquesta Victoriosa is going to be there rocking out. They were there last year. So I'm honored this year to be able to come in just as one of the other companies that represents this Salsa from Heaven Festival. So make sure that you check us out, okay? So go to the website, hope2dance.com. Make sure to buy your tickets or contact me, and I'll let you know how and where you can purchase your tickets as well. And so that's this Saturday, December 1st. December 1st, this Saturday, December 1st, this Saturday. Please don't forget. Oh, we turn up. As Christians, we turn up. We turn up. but that's a good thing, that you could be able to turn up and still praise. Oh, my God, man. You don't even know. So I also am going to be hosting another event for the following Saturday. And this event is brought to you by As She Speaks Coaching. And so my sis, Michelle, that's on the feed right now, she asked me to host. I was like, what? Bomb diggity, bomb, bomb diggity, I'm there. And so I'm going to be hosting December 8th. I'm scrolling through the information right now. Girl, where is the information? I want to throw your feed right now. And it's December 8th. So next Monday, I'm going to be talking a lot more about it. But for those that are interested now, so As She Speaks open mic. It's an open mic. Come and support it. Special guest poets will be Sandra Jackson, Charmaine Jennings, Jamil Bell, and Zen Christian. There's going to be raffle prizes. The open mic is $5. It's at 6:30. Starts at 6:30. Guest performance, right? The admission is $10. Only $10. What's up, Sam Diggity? BS in the building. And so it's hosted by the founder, poet, she is. And then Modern Medusa and music by Ashley A. So it's going to be amazing. The place is called Hooch and Hive. Hooch and Hive. It opens at 6 p.m. Hooch and Hive. So follow the line, follow the feed, and you can Google it. It is in Tampa. So if you're in the Tampa Bay area, make sure you come down. That's December 8th. Don't forget December 1st, which is this Saturday coming up, is Salsa from Heaven. Come on down. And let's just turn up, man. Let's just turn up. So now that I've did my announcements, let's get to the topic. So the topic for today, is interesting. So this topic came up in a conversation with someone that I was having, right? And one of my friends had called me, and they had broken up, right? We're not going to give no names, right, because we're going to respect, people's identity. But one of my friends called me, and they had broke up with their significant other. And by the way, their thing, their go-to thing was to run, to go, to be with somebody else. And so, you know, they called for my advice to ask me that, what did I think about that? You know, and listen, I mind minds, like, right? I mind minds. But if you call me to ask me for my advice, please don't expect me to be a yes woman to your shenanigans. I'm going to let you know. Like, if you don't want to hear it, cool, and I'm not going to say it unless it's something that feels detrimental to your walk or something. So I will be like, hey, you know. But if you call me and ask me for my advice, right, I'm going to give you my advice, right? And then I'm going to explain some things to you. So, you know, so I let her know that I didn't think that was a good idea for her to leave one relationship, not heal, because she's still bitter and broken about the situation, and going to go into another relationship with all that toxic and be with somebody else. Just, hey, start a relationship with all this that she hasn't addressed and taken care of. Now, I wanted to bring up the topic because after she called me, it was like the friend I was speaking to also had a friend that called, and it was almost like the same thing. And then I'm in the supermarket in Publix, and we got into a conversation, and that was the topic also. So I was like, okay, wait a minute, what's going on? What's going on with us women that we get hurt and we tap into the emotional and we just operate on emotions and not really take care of ourselves? Like, once you get out of a toxic situation, you need time for you. Like, you need time to self-examine, to self-love, like, self-care, self-respect, like all that self-stuff. You need to tap into that first before you can open up those doors and engage in a relationship with somebody else or start something new. And if I'm wrong, please, come on now. That's what I'm saying. Leave it in the comments and let me know your opinion on that. Like, what should, when you're breaking up with someone and it's not an amicable separation, right? Because some separations are amicable and they actually work for the best, right? But there's some that you weren't expecting, you know, and they leave you, and now you're with all this, like, what do I do with all this? Let me just go into another relationship and hope that he finds out so he can get jealous. So, my mom is on. Good morning, Angie. Good morning, mommy. Bendición. Good morning, my mama's on. So, what do you think about that? You know, there's a lot, and it happens so frequent and so much that I had to, you know, bring up the topic, right? So the topic is, why is it that when us women, we get hurt, right? And right away we run into, like, we get hurt in one relationship, we go run to get into another one. To another one without addressing our issues, without addressing what we're dealing with, you know? And it's not healthy. It's not healthy, y'all. You're not getting back at anybody. Like, don't think that you're getting back at him because now you're going to go sleep with somebody else. You're not. That's just not how it works. You know what I'm saying? You got to focus on loving yourself. You got to focus on loving yourself because without no self-love, like, if you don't really, if you don't be like, hey, I love me. Thank you for your transparency, India. She said that it happened to her in the past. Listen, we all been there. Guilty, guilty, guilty. Yeah. Trying to run from dealing with the heart. Yeah. So, listen, guilty. Guilty, guilty, guilty. That's what I'm saying. Like, it happens so frequent. Why do we do that? Why is that our go-to? Why we're not praying more? Why we're not trying to better ourselves? Why are we just trying to run and find a Band-Aid, right? We're trying to find a Band-Aid, a different relationship. Valerie, you're writing so much good stuff, and I'm trying to get to you to read your comments, and I'm going to do it. Give me a minute. I'm going to do it. It's just this thing here. It runs by time. So, okay. But everybody, please read everybody else's comments, because everybody, everything that everybody's writing is good. Did not wait in God's time. Yeah. So most, that's really it. We didn't really wait on God's time. We just made our own decisions, like, well, I kind of like this guy. He kind of makes me feel good for the moment, right? I'm not even going to find out his background. I'm not going to find out nothing about him. I'm just going to, okay, this feels great, so let me just move forward with it. Let me not even consider or worry, you know, if he's toxic. And if this is the right person I should even be merging myself with, let me not even stop to pray on it. Let me just go right into this relationship because I'm hurt from the past, from the last one. And I don't really want to think, and I don't want to really feel, and I don't really want to admit, you know, that I messed up or that, you know, I didn't wait on God's timing. I just moved, right? You go with the flow. Yes. And so Valerie says, I remember I used to have to feel loved by a man and could not be single, but that was until I found my validation in Christ. Yes, girl, oh, my God. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, love. That's exactly it. Knowing that love, not a lot of people, not a lot of women, and I want to speak women in particular, not that men don't go through this too and men don't do it, but I'm just speaking women in general in particular because I mostly hear it from women because we are emotional creatures. We operate on emotions, let's face it, right? So when we're emotionally scarred and hurt, we just want to go and destroy and be, you know, that emotional virus, if you will, and go infect somebody else because it happened to us. It happened to me, right? It happened to me. So, you know, so let it happen to him or, you know. Why do we operate like that? And the thing, the reason why we operate like that is because we are broken, okay? The women that do that are broken. And we need to be finding healing before we find a man, before we finding comfort, before we finding a relationship, before we finding to destroy somebody else. Come on, y'all got to be responsible. Because that's all that happens, is that you're destroying yourself. You destroy yourself and destroy others with you in your destructive path until you decide and say, you know what, I can't do this. Not only I can't do it to me, but I don't want to do it to other people just because it was done to me. Because it could become a cycle. They did it to me, I'm going to do it to them. They hurt me, I got hurt, so why not me hurt, you know? And it just becomes a cycle. Then the guy gets hurt, he goes hurt somebody else. It just never stops. Valerie says, amen, if aren't whole, we cannot be anything to anyone else. Yes, if we're not whole, we cannot be anything to anybody else. Joe says, upset of love and being hurt. We have to know how to deal with our hurts. Our hurts, our hang-ups, and our habits. You know, it's okay to find a life coach. It's okay to find a CR group. It's okay to find a therapist. There's nothing wrong with seeking professional help if you feel that you're spiraling out of control. Good morning, Master. Good morning, Queen. Good morning. There's nothing wrong with really wanting to get to the nitty-gritty of it. There's nothing wrong with finding a step study class. And really, like, ripping that Band-Aid off and dealing with it. Because if you don't experience pain, let me just come a little closer. If you do not experience your pain, you will not heal. That is part of the healing process. Part of the healing process is experiencing it and feeling it. Does anybody want to do that? No. That's not something that you're like, hey, come on, bring the pain. Bring the pain. We don't like to feel the pain, because if we did, we wouldn't be bouncing from situation to situation, right? But we need to stop. We need to stop. We just need to stop. I'm not going to be co-signing, you know, craziness. I'm just not, you know. Come on, you know. So I know my purpose, right? And my purpose was, God let me know, all these women that are walking around loveless, I need you to love on them. I need you to love on my daughters. I need you to let my daughters know my love and the love I have for them. Because if you knew how much he loved you, ladies, you won't need nothing else. I'm telling you, his love is sufficient. His love is sufficient. But I'm not co-signing craziness. I'm just not. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I can't do it and then, you know, lay at night and be like, okay, you know, I told her, yes, go ahead and just live that crazy life. No, no. Especially when you're coming to me for advice. Like, so there's nothing wrong with seeking help if you feel you need it. I think that's the most powerful thing you can do. I think that's the most strongest thing you can do is when you know you need help, going out there and getting it. Going out there and being transparent and open and being like, hey, you know, I have a situation. Like, you know, come on. Man, listen, you know I got to pay the bills. Let me go some music. I'll be right back.
Rude boy and rude girls. You're listening to Alma E2K on Motivation on Monday. Bless me, son.
Topic is on fire like always every Monday. So India, who sings that is Butter P. Shout out to Butter P. That's B-U-T-T-A and the letter P. She is dope. I love her. Love her music. Make sure you follow her. So the topic of today we're discussing is why is it? Okay, so Valerie says, it says in the Bible, those who love by the Spirit should lift them up gently. In the other words, do not co-sign. Come on now. Come on. We ain't co-signing. We ain't co-signing no craziness. We just ain't. We're not doing it. Nope. Good morning, Anthony. Good morning. Good morning, Sean. Good morning. I see you. Thank you for coming in. Yes. Write it down. Okay, I got you. I'll send you the link. So thank you for that, Valerie. Thank you for the reminder that it's in the Bible, y'all. In the Bible, those who love by the Spirit should lift them up gently. In other words, do not co-sign. It's in the Bible. Come on, people. Come on. You know, women of Christ and just women in general. Come on. We got to just stop this. We got to stop. And so when you know better, you do better. And this is the whole point of this topic, because sometimes we're doing stuff and we don't even know we're doing it until we get called on it or until somebody speaks about it and we're like, oh, all right. That's paraphrased, of course. But, you know, but when you really, really understand the love that Christ has for you, it's just so much that you just won't be running and seeking just anything. You just won't settle. You will not just settle for anybody that's going to give you like a shot of love. When you're getting gallons of it, you feel me? Like when you get gallons of love, you're not going to be taking shots. Them shots is really not going to do anything when you just can get some gallons. You know what I mean? So, ladies, right? And I come from an era and a time that we did that. You know, those that I lived around and lived around me and women and girls that I grew up with did the same thing. Like, that was kind of like the norm. He did you wrong, dude, so come on, go and, you know, do him wrong. We weren't taught to know, chill, love yourself, adjust your crown, right? And walk in your purpose, girl, and walk in your royalty. We weren't taught that. I know I wasn't taught that, right? I wasn't taught that. Oh, my God, my mother's watching. She must be like, why does she keep moving her hands? She just, Mark, I don't know how to stay still. I'm a New Yorker. We talk with our hands. But seriously, when you know better, you do better. And so you need to really study, really ask around, really stop, stay still, right? Remain still and know what it is that's really affected you, that's really hurt you. Because otherwise, I'm telling you, if you don't, you will settle. You will settle. You will settle for the things you ain't supposed to be settling for. You will go for the banana in the tailpipe situation. You will just settle. And life is just so much more than just settling. Life is just so much more than just settling. I mean, when you know your worth, when you know the significance of the crown that's placed on your head, when you know where your family tree and your royalty comes from, right? With a bloodline, you will respect that because you're like, come on, ain't nobody can just come up in here and just do me wrong because I've allowed it, because I've opened up those doors, because I'm entertaining it, you know? Ladies, come on. Come on, we got to do better because some of us have daughters. And even if you don't have daughters and you just have sons, they're going to marry women. And you're going to have, you know, daughter-in-laws. you're going to have, they're going to have babies. You're going to have grandbabies that will be girls. So it's not just like, oh, well, I don't have, you know, no daughters, so I don't got to worry about how they, you know, how she perceives me. It's only my boys. Hey, the boys learn to, because if they see their mama all emotionally broken, then they're going to go for women that are emotionally broken as well. That will break them eventually. And then again, here goes the cycle. Here goes the non-stopping cycle that just doesn't stop, whether it be with the men or with the women. We are responsible how we walk. We are. We are responsible how we walk, how we talk. We just are. Marisol says, people ask why this keeps happening to me. It's because you have not dealt with things. Yes. So the conversation I was having with the sister friend that had called me for my advice about that said the same thing. I don't know why this keeps happening to me. Okay, I'm just saying the decisions that you make is where it gets you there. Until I didn't stop making different decisions, I didn't see different results. And that goes back to sanity. Sanity is expecting different results, doing the same thing. Come on. Barry said such a good message on this blessed Monday, going to work now. Yay, God bless. Thank you for your motivation today. Yes, sis, thank you for yours. And thank you for contributing to everything that you did on this show, because it's detrimental to all of us. Like, we all have to be able to help each other out, right? Whether it be through prayer or words or however. Like, we really need to stop the cattiness stuff and really uplift and pray for each other. Have an amazing day at work, Valerie. As you do amazing work, Valerie does kingdom business as well. She's, you know, she helps a lot of the women. She's out there doing the work. And, you know, she's another angel that God has placed on earth that actually really, really, really helps those women in need and facilitates and helping them with placement and all type of other things. So, you know, shout out to you, Valerie. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for following your purpose and walking your walk as amazing as you do. So back to finding solutions, right? Okay, so we know what the problem is. What is the solution? What is the solution? How do we women or help ourselves not to stay in that toxic cycle? How do we do that? How do we say, okay, no, we're not having this. Like, this is stopping right here. Like, how do we do that? We create a sisterhood. You create a responsible village around you of people that will check you in love, that will see it, because, see, we won't see it. You won't see it. And when you're doing it, you don't see it. You're just reacting on emotions. You're just, my emotions, I'm hurt, I'm feeling this way, I'm just going to move on my emotions. But you don't even realize what you're doing until you're in it. And it's like, oh, my God, how did I get here? Like, why am I in another toxic relationship? I just came out of one. Why am I still in it? Why am I doing this again? Why me? Why? Boo, boo, boo. And that's because you made the same decision. You didn't give yourself a break and a time to really find out who you are and what you want. Sometimes we're just going around just not even knowing what we want. But we expect others to figure it out for us. We don't even know what we want ourselves. But then, you know, they should know. They should know what I want. They should be able to read my mind. No, they shouldn't. And no, they won't. And yes, you're the one that's got to speak up and be like, hey, this is what I want. This is what I demand. I'm worth this. I am not settling. And listen, right now I can't, because right now I'm not in an emotional place to be able to get into a relationship. Let's just be friends. Can we just be friends right now until I figure some stuff out? I need to figure some stuff out. And if we can't be friends, then okay, cool. I'll catch you on the rebound. I'll catch you when I'm healed, which would be the best thing. Because heal people, right? So like that, you can just go around just helping heal other people as opposed to tearing them apart, right? So that's basically what I wanted to tap into and talk about today as far as the topic is concerned. I just feel it's so key. It's important. It's not discussed as much. I don't know why people don't want to talk about it. But I think it's important. It's super important that you realize that you can be the toxic person that's contaminating other people. And knowing that, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself or wreck somebody else. You know what I mean? Again, I'm going to go back into music. And I'll be right back.
Hey, yo, this is Roy Tosh, and I'm listening to Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays while she plays my brand new single, Stronger, featuring V Rose.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, it'll help you get up again. When you're falling down, it'll help you get up again.
Yeah. How long till this darkness passes?
How long?
No beauty, man, all I'm seeing is ashes. I'm trying to climb, but I'm stuck at the bottom. One breath from drowning and sinking into this madness. Now I've seen my problems never fight fair. Got me looking for the runway. Yeah, feeling like I'm in a nightmare. Man, I know I gotta wake up someday. Heard buddy I know telling me that they praying. A lot of words, but I don't really hear what they saying. Long days I suffer, dark days like thunder. I've been treading water, but I'm about to go down and under.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, he'll help you get up again. We've got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh,
because it's making you stronger.
We've got to hold on.
All of this pain, it's like I can't catch a break afraid. Holding on, but I don't know how much longer. I can feel my fingers slipping away. Dang. Now I'm feeling so frustrated. Why's it always so complicated? I just don't know if I can take it. I am breaking. When you need some help, trouble all around you. Feeling like you're lost, just look to the one who found you. Was down, but he rose up again. And the same power that did that lives in you, so just keep fighting.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end.
Trust me, I promise.
You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger
and hold on
and never give in.
Don't you ever give in.
When you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
We've got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh,
you know what's making you stronger.
We've got to hold on.
Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday to be here. And we just got to hold on. Absolutely. So staying with the topic, we're talking about why is it that women, when they get hurt in relationships, they tap into the emotions and they operate emotionally and go into other relationships without being ready. Now, I said earlier that I know this happens to men as well, but in particular, we're just speaking about women right now. So if you have a sister, a cousin, It's happened to you with a woman that you've been with or a girlfriend, then we're talking about this. So Marissa says people go to financial advisor to fix their finances. People go to a trainer to reshape their body. But mental health is not a self-help thing. You need to go to a professional. So I was speaking about there's nothing wrong with going to seek a professional. Get a life coach. Go into a CR, Celebrated Recovery, a group. You know, they have an empowerment group or class or workshop. There's so many people, so many professionals out there that are willing to help and can help you with certain tools that you can use. It's important to get your health, your mental health, in order and intact. Because without that, y'all, we can't really make wise decisions. We can't really operate the way that God wants us to operate. You know, so it's important and it's okay. That doesn't make you less than or no. I've seen therapists. I've gone empowerment classes. I'm doing a 12-step study right now. So I'm in CR every Friday. So what's, you know, because I want to always stay in tune with where I am in life so I can be able to know how to process it. And I can make better decisions, right? And I don't have to be feeling hurt and all crappy because I, you know, didn't stop to heal myself and ran to go into another relationship. And it's just brokenness after brokenness after brokenness. There's got to be a point in time that you be like, hold on, hold on. I got to get this right. I got to get myself right. I got to do things right. I got to walk and operate the way that he expects me to. Because we are just a hot mess sometimes, and we got to really take the reins. Like, you know, even in our craziness and even in our spiraling out of control, we still know that's happening. We're aware that that's happening. That's the point in time to hold on, grab onto whatever you can grab onto the anchor, grab onto the village and your sisterhood. Why is my hair standing? Okay. Grab onto all those that are around you, that love on you, that are asking you how you're doing, that are genuine. Like, stop ignoring those people. If not all the time, we have people that are concerned about us. So don't be the first people that are like, hey, I have a situation. Hey, I'm feeling some sort of way. You know, people just want to, like, just hide their stuff. And you don't know there's healing in exposing your stuff. If there's healing in it. So when you have a scab, like a cut, and you leave it, you expose it, it scabs up and it heals. The more you cover it, it stays moist and it doesn't heal. It could just create all type of funguses and all type of, you know, it just doesn't heal. It doesn't help. What does help is that you expose it, you let the, you know, the air and the oxygen and all that, what is supposed to tap on it and scab it and heal it. There's healing in exposing. So you have to be like, we need to be like, hey, this is me. This is what it is. You know what I mean? Come on. Good morning, Knowledge. Good morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I went from purple to blonde. Yeah. I'm still kind of like, this is my first time filming, yeah, back to blonde after I don't know how many years, but yeah, so I rocked the purple for like 9 months. Interesting. Will I do it again? Yeah, I would do it again. Yes. So the topic that we're talking about. Good morning, German chick. Good morning, good morning. Bronx is in the building. BS is in the building. New York is in the building. Tampa is in the building. I see you, Tampa. I see you, Texas. Who else is here? Shout out. Put it in your comments and let me know where you're from so I can shout you out. Because I have a worldwide audience. I love it. I love it. I have people from all the way from Saudi Arabia to the UK. So that's what's up. Shout out to y'all, man. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for sharing the show. in this video. So the topic is women that do emotional hurt, not realizing it, or sometimes realizing it, just not caring, that they're in a relationship and they are bitter about it. They don't give themselves time to heal. Shout out to the Bronx for sure. They don't give themselves time to heal, but yet they go run right into another relationship and wonder why this one is just as crappy. Why that one, you know, you're going through stuff. Why it's not amazing and why you're not flourishing in that relationship. First of all, you wasn't even supposed to do that, right? But, you know, us, we do what we want to do because that's what we do. But then you got to deal with those consequences of those choices, right? So we all have choices, and thank God that he gives us free will. And I say thank God, but sometimes I'm like, why does he even do that? Why does he let us choose? Shout out, New Jersey's in the building, NJ. Jersey, right? If I say Jersey, Jersey's in the building. Shout out to my brother from Jersey. So why is it, why women, why is it that we do that? And now, again, let me repeat, I'm going to continue to repeat because, by the way, you know, the guys are like, oh, but I know this happens to men too. This happens to guys too. You get hurt and you just go into the next relationship, not want to think about the one that just hurt you or did you wrong, and, you know, but you're still harboring and you're still holding on to that. And now that's not a healthy relationship because you got baggage coming in from other relationships, and you're just holding on to that, and it's just baggage after baggage after baggage, and you don't come in with a clean slate, which is unfair to the person that you're starting to be with and unfair to yourself. When you finish a relationship, man or woman, you need to pause. That is your time to reflect. That is your time to reflect on, okay, what just happened in this last relationship? What exactly just happened? What was my part in it? How was I accountable for what happened there? You know, what did I do or didn't do? And it's not to beat yourself up, and it's not to say, oh, it's my fault, but it's just to understand the scope of where you're at, so you won't go back and do it again, you know? So you can see the red flags when they come up. It's like, oh, okay, I've been here. This is a red flag. Let me avoid it. Let me fall back. Let me, you know, let me just pay attention to the signs, right? And the way out that God gives us, because even though he gives us free will and we be deciding on craziness, he always gives us a way out. He always gives us a way out, man. Free will is the best love. Yeah, absolutely. So knowledge says, I think it's healthy to discover yourself after a breakup. Yes, it's super healthy and super important and so needed. Like, if everybody really stopped to take the time to find out who and discover themselves, then give yourself some space, like real space. And I don't mean just 2 weeks, like, okay, I thought about, okay, now, so let me just, you know, I'm talking about months and even years if you need it. I've done it to discover myself, to know who I am, you know, to reevaluate things, to remind myself how amazing I am, you know, because if in that relationship I wasn't told that, I need to remind myself because I don't really need them, right, to validate me. I could validate me. I could let myself know, good God, you're gorgeous. And I do it. Yeah, well, I have dated myself for a while. That's where the years have came in. So I've done that. I have, you know, dated myself where I've taken myself out to eat and taken myself to the movies and, you know, just took a ride with myself. I'm like, man, you're the best date I ever had. You just agree with me on everything. What do you want to do, shop? Let's go, girl. You know, I've dated myself. I compliment myself, and it's not egotistic about it. Like, I'm not egotistic, like, oh, I just know that I am. I'm just confirming some things that God already has told me, and sometimes I forget. Like, I am royal. I am a queen, okay? I am the daughter of the King of all kings. Pardon me. It doesn't get any higher than that. It doesn't get any higher than that. Like, what? Are you serious? My daddy is the one that created the universe and the stars. And I'm here like boo-hooing about nonsense. Wake up, girl. Wake up, right? We got to wake ourselves up. Like, come on. It's a bigger picture. It's a bigger picture. It's a bigger, bigger picture. You just got to really want to see the picture. But it's a bigger picture than just what's happening now, just what's happening today. You're being prepared and stretched and all that for what's about to come. I'm telling you. And the best thing is to gain knowledge of self. Because once you gain knowledge of self and you know your purpose and you know why you're here and you start knowing and just discovering all that, and then you tap into the love of God, that's such a combination that ain't nobody ready for. Nobody could beat that. Ain't nobody could beat that. Ain't nobody could, you know, just the song that pops in my head. Nobody beats the Wiz. Nobody beats the O.D. Nobody beats the O.D. Nobody beats him. All right, anyway. So 4 minutes to the show. I'm going to share my devotional, and then I'm going to come back with my final thoughts. And you know that I need my purpleness to be able to read. Yeah, because of my thyroid, my vision has deteriorated a little bit, but don't feel sorry for me. So November 26th, rejoice, pray, thank. It is easy for us to get weighed down with the negative things in this world. Our lives and the lives of those around us are full of troubles that make us weary. Some days it can be difficult to find joy in the midst of our own chaos. We wonder what God's will is, especially in the hardships. We can't see his master plan, but feel as though we could. Maybe we could make it through. We wonder what God wants us to do in the midst of our difficulties. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. The Word of God. These three things, constant rejoicing, prayer, and thanksgiving, are the formula for doing God's will in our lives. Throughout the day, think about what you're thankful for. Rejoice continually in what God has done for you. Thank God intentionally for those things. What a thanksgiving. What a thanksgiving. Rejoice and pray without ceasing. You know what's praying without ceasing? Like not stopping. Oh, my God. That was amazing. You read it, India? Yeah, because you got it, right? A little God time for now. That's part of my devotion. I love to share it on Mondays. I love to read it on the show on Mondays. I don't read it into the show, and I'd be able to read it with you guys and experience. And God's timing is something else. So how did he know that exactly what we needed for the topic that was going on today? Listen, my thing is not to question but to remain obedient. So the final thoughts of the topic, the final talks of the topic is women, ladies, queens. When you break up in a relationship, even if it's just a friendship, it doesn't have to be a man-woman thing, but whatever relationship comes to a halt, we need to take the time to stop. To stop, be still, and get to know us. Date us, right? Really get to know what makes us tick, what we like, what we don't like. Because we have to let people know, like, we have to teach people how to love us and how to respect us. But how can we do that if we don't know ourselves? So take the time out for the remaining of this year to find out what ticks, what makes you tick, what makes you move, what do you love, what you don't, and give people boundaries. Boundaries is important, people. In relationship, in all relationships, boundary is key. Once you have certain boundaries, hey, pause right there. No, I'm not going to have that. No, you will not speak to me that way. Then everything else, you know, will take its course. So thank you guys for another amazing show. Like, I can't believe it. We're done. Oh, my God, we are. So India says the devotion was nice. I took a picture of it for my Instagram story and Snapchat. All right, cool. That's what's up. Thank you. Thank you, ladies. Thank you. Oh, Marissa says thank you for helping me this year. Thank you for supporting me. Like, a lot of people thank me for doing the show and bringing these topics and all that. But in reality, if I could keep it, like, if I'm going to be transparent now, you guys are my free therapy. You guys are my free therapy. So thank you. Thank you for the support. Make sure you share the show. God bless you guys. Have an amazing day, but an even more amazing week. Be good to somebody. Be good. Be kind to other people. But let's not forget to be kind to ourselves. Be kind to yourself, too. So until the next time, peace, and see you next week. Be loved. Be loved, be good.